Hey, I hope you can hear in the background. I'm recording the show today with all the windows open in my bedroom, which is where I stick together the podcast, and the birds are singing beautifully. It's like being in my own nature documentary. Can you hear the tits? I've got great tits outside. Can you hear them tweeting away? I hope that the microphone is turned up loud enough so you can hear that. Otherwise, I'm just going to sound like a right weirdo. Let's start the show!
Time for more new music.
The Music Bits.
New Music Podcast.
The Music Bits with Jack Miles.
Come dance with me lights and traitors in the light of this. The ghosts and the spies have fallen from the moral slip, and though it's all upside down, I'll stand right through it somehow. When there's light
just way to start off the podcast. I'm fairly sure it's impossible not to listen to that track and absolutely fall in love with her voice. That is a lady called Feevil and a track called Already Standing. Well, the lady that sings that is actually called Ellen, but they perform under the name of Feevil. And I like that a lot. It's kind of got this lovely kind of merry little jaunt to her voice, yet the song kind of sounds quite determined and nice. Big fan of that. Feevil and Already Standing, kicking off the Music Bit podcast. I love this theme. Kind of makes me sound kind of retro but cool at the same time. What we're going to be doing on the show today, that I need to tell you this story. I've got to tell you this story. So I'm at home with my parents for 2 weeks because I'm in between flats. I'm kind of half moving house, but I'm in this halfway house at the moment. So I'm back with them for 2 weeks before I get to move into my new flat. But anyway, that's beside the point. I've got to tell you this story that happened throughout the course of the week. So my parents run a car garage where you go get your car fixed. Overnight, they left out accidentally a bottle of milk on the side. I just left it there next to the till, completely forgot about it, came home from work, blah, blah, blah. When they went back the next day, they found that the milk was all over all the carpets, the tables, the desks, because what had happened, and if you're squeamish, turn the podcast off now, a rat had chewed through the plastic bottle of the milk and it had gone everywhere. So gross, isn't it? This is the working conditions that they are in, but so gross. Just had to tell you that story. After last week we had my mum snoring on the show, this week they have got a rat infested home. That's the impression which you're going to be getting of them. Love you, mum. Sorry about that. Hey, shall we have another listen to her snoring? Here you go.
A cubic meter is meter
square. A cubic. Oh, aren't they cute? The joys of being back at home with your parents. Right, what is coming up on this week's podcast? Well, let's do the admin. This is the music bit. My name is Jack Miles. That's those two bits ticked off. And this is episode number 46. Now, yeah, episode number 46. And on today's programme, we're going to have some live music being performed in the studio. A couple called Seth and Katie perform lovely folk music, and they perform it about the area which I live in, which is Gloucestershire, which is a county in the UK, kind of former land, to be honest. But hey-ho. So, yeah, they popped in, they played a few tracks for me, and we'll get to hear them on the show today. They write music which is inspired by a lover who has been scorned. Then the public think that she's a witch, try and kill her, but they just can't kill her, so they keep on inventing more evil ways to kill her. Yeah, you hear the single about that on today's show. And of course, we've got the musical Chain Game as well. And we've got a brand new record of the week as well, which features the wonderful Lilith Eye. I saw her in a recording around Christmas sort of time, and she is phenomenal. So yeah, look forward to that. Let's crack on with a song which I don't think that you can miss out on. This is going to be one of the bands of the summer, I reckon. It's Fickle Friends and Could Be Wrong.
Just
Okay, let me do the cheesy DJ link on the back of this song. So this is Fickle Friends and a song called Could Be Wrong, but can Fickle Friends do any wrong? I don't think they can. That is a phenomenal record. They've only produced a few of them, but I love that a lot. I love their sound. I'm really into that kind of indie pop and jaunty songs. And I think that is just a perfect record for the summer months. You can just sort of imagine yourself, can't you? A little bit stoked up on a few ciders, standing in a nice sunny field, kind of just doing that sort of weird stagger that you do once you've had a few to drink. But I like that. That is Fickle Friends and Could Be Wrong. Going to hear lots about them. They're getting played on national radio stations. So yeah, keep an ear out for Fickle Friends.
New music.
The Music Bit.
New Music Podcast.
Every now and again, we like to have a session on the show, and it's something which I want to do a bit more of, but we get some artists in to come and play a few records for us, and I'm a big fan of these two. They live quite near to me. This is a group called Seth and Katie. They produce folk music. They've recently recorded their own debut album, which is phenomenal because the way which they did it was completely DIY. They had to borrow loads of instruments, some from their school. They had to piece it together, record it in their own house and master it, mix it, produce the artwork themselves. They completely did everything just on their own, which is good for cost cutting for a start, but I think it's just a really nice way of doing things. And they produce all their videos on their own as well. In fact, if you watch the video for one of the songs which they performed for me called Betty's Grave, you'll see that it's a really frosty kind of snowy setting, but they're just in t-shirts and jeans, and they were telling me how they were absolutely freezing whilst they were filming it, and they had to kind of set the camera up, go and record something, run around, go and put the camera in a different angle, go and record the same thing again, so they can piece it together and make a wonderful video out of the whole thing. Anyway, I'm chatting on for too long. Seth and Katie popped in, had a quick chat, and they performed a couple of songs for me. Can you just run through the different array of instruments that we've got
here?
Yes,
it's quite cramped with all these instruments. So I'm currently on accordion, and I've got a violin in front of me and a double bass behind me.
Right.
And I'm sat with a banjo and only a guitar. I'm okay, I've only got two.
Yeah, you're fine. It was this double bass that tried to come in earlier. I mean, it's not the biggest little box that we're crammed into here.
No, but and through the double doors as well.
Hey, you know what? It's going to be fab. So, guys, I'm just really interested in the music which you produce, because I was reading about you before you came in, and you tend to do a lot of stuff that centres around Gloucestershire and looking at Gloucestershire's mythical past. So what's that about, if you can explain? Explain that.
Well, it's something that's always kind of inspired us since we started writing music together is, I mean, just all the local folklore we can find, really. And there's a village really near to us called Poulton, and there's a legend of a witch who supposedly lived there in the 1800s. So we're gonna play a song called Betty's Grave, which is inspired by the witch of Poulton.
Okay. See, that's where do you find out about all these stories?
Well, that was in the Standard, wasn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it was an old, it was a very old Standard from like the 1970s.
But I mean, my mum's, I've grown up with my mum telling me that story since I was a small child, so finally I've got around to doing something with it.
I love how you said it's just from the Standard. I was expecting, you know, to go voyaging to find these little stories around the place. No, it's just reading the newspaper.
I think it was we found a photocopy of a 70s article. It wasn't a recent thing in the Standard.
It's not like we sat in a little corner of a pub with old people.
That's what I said. Sort of wizened old beards talking through old folklore of the county. But never mind.
That's the trouble with some of it, because there's so many different versions as well. We did have a lot of different books and things as well.
So. You have to do a lot of research, because there's so many different versions. I think we read plenty of different stories, so we just kind of stuck with one and thought, if we go with that, that's the most complex, we'll use that one.
Because you've just released your first album, haven't you? You've just put one out.
Yeah.
So the stories behind all that, are they all related to the county, or they're just all spread all over the place?
Really.
There's a couple. Well, there's the other one we've got, which is the Ruadine Warning, which is obviously based in the Forest of Dean, but it's all original material. And
most of them we kind of come up with ourselves, some of them.
And we use traditional text as well. There's these things called child ballads, which were collected by Professor or Sir James Francis Child in the 1600s, and we use a lot of his stuff as well.
Oh, wow. So I'll tell you what, I'll hand over to you guys straight off. What's the first track we're going to have from you?
We're going to do Betty's Grave, which you just spoke about. And it's about a witch who was killed 5 times, apparently, until the last time they thought they'd burn her, put a stake through her heart, and
just
bury her at crossroads.
Just a light-hearted one to start off with. Okay, over to you then, Seth and Katie.
This is Betty's Grave.
The dark hair dead girl had been treated unkind. Life in the shadows, a love she could not find. Five lives over, she's lost. Found as a babe, not a mile from home. Mischievous tongues like the young girl had grown. Soon her lover was dead. There the girl fell, a pitiful death was to be. Hang me, burn me, bury me, poison or drowning, or rest my soul. You won't forget Betty Besto. Soon she returned in her earth-soiled shroud, back from the grave to the fields we plow. Strength and youth were hers. That's a plowman, a challenge for thee, that she young lass could plow faster than he. A fool who gambled her life. There the girl fell, a pitiful death was to be. Hang me, burn me, bury me, poison or drowning will raise my soul. You won't forget Betty Besto. Twice more she walked from the grave to be cast out for her wickedness and evil. You shall be burned,
you shall be drowned,
you shall be hung
and poisoned,
buried upon the Besto. One last time she returned from the grave, they'd silence her soul, death by flames. There she lay to rest. From the depths of the flames, a cold voice was heard. Remember my grave, now give me your word. You won't forget Betty Besto.
Fantastic! Thank you so much, Seth and Katie. That was fab and a nice,
thank you,
light-hearted song to start with, talking about how
death.
On earth you can kill a witch. That was amazing. Thank you so much.
You'll find that with lots of like, we play a lot of bluegrass, and all the lyrics are all about, you know, like someone's been shot or died, or they kill themselves because their lovers run off.
But they always have a cheesy backing, though.
Yeah, they always just in the most fun style.
So I was watching the program with the comedian Reginald D. Hunter, and he was talking about how he went to Nashville and all around that area, and how all the songs are literally about people killing their lovers and things like that.
Yeah, we watched that.
You know, it's crazy stuff when you think about it. But anyway. I'm so obsessed with a banjo as well. You just put your banjo down, but can you do the little banjo rolls and things like that, or the little funky stuff that Mumford & Sons do?
I'm not going to do everyone just like, can you play dueling banjos? It's just like everyone asks you that.
Oh, go on, please.
No, never.
Oh, why not?
I think that was actually the first thing I learned from my dad. He said he'd give me 50 quid if I could play the banjo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it quite a tricky instrument to play, though? Because you've got that one string that's about halfway down on the neck. So it doesn't make it harder to play because of that.
Well, like when you see lots of people playing and they're picking and it's really fast and it looks really hard, but I do claw hammer banjo.
Right.
Which
What's
is
that?
Just pretty much what it is. Your finger becomes like a claw and you just hammer on with your claw and then your thumb plays the top string.
Okay.
So it kind of gets that really rhythmic. I can't show you now
because you put the banjo down.
Yeah, you get that quite rhythmic style, which is really cool, and you can do really funky things with it. So,
how is the folk scene in Gloucestershire though? Because it does seem to be quite a popular genre of music. I saw you guys played in Star Anise recently. So, how is it for an up and coming band at the moment?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's surprising now with bands like Bellowhead and Mumford and Sons. It's kind of more another folk revival going on at the moment, which is, you know, great for us, as that's what we love doing. And you know, in places like Stroud, there's a lot of folky music going
very
on.
Very quirky as well.
Yeah, and people like pubs and things are always actually quite appreciative of our stuff. Like we go and you kind of think, oh, audience might not like it. But actually, surprisingly, lots of people are like, yeah, that's great, we really like it. Like they don't usually listen to it. But
it's always sort of foot-tapping stuff, a lot of folk, isn't it? It's kind of stuff which you can listen to as a community. That's it, together. Now, you said that you wanted to go travelling on that. So what is going to happen to the partnership of Seth and Katie? Are we going to have more music from around the world this time rather than just Gloucestershire folklore?
Last summer, we went to Romania and Hungary to kind of be inspired by the folk music over there. And on our album, we've got a couple of Eastern European kind of tracks on it, which we got the style from over there.
Oh, fab.
And we're off to Peru this summer, so hopefully we'll find some more ethnic music over there as well.
I love that. When you go there, do you plan everything out as to where you're going to go, or do you just see
just
where the wind's going to take
what happens,
you? Is that what you're going to do?
One of our favourite things, we were on a 14-hour train journey from Romania to Hungary, and there was these people from the Czech Republic, and they noticed Kate had a guitar, and then we just, you know, we got the whole carriage, I think. About 40 people singing along.
And they're all singing like Boots Are Made for Walking in Czech Republic.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Quite funny,
So you wouldn't catch that on the first Great Western to London,
No.
People look at those, you're a bit odd.
Yeah.
Lovely. So are you ready to do another track for us? Or have you got to do a little bit of rummaging around to get the double bass sorted?
I think this is a violin one, so I think we're there now.
Lovely stuff.
We're
okay. Cool. Well, again, I'll hand over to you guys. What are you going to do for us next, then?
This is a set of tunes that we wrote, and it's on the album, and it's called Fern Set. The first one was written after Seth's dog, called Fern.
Thank you.
Seth and Katie, and you can get their album out now. Although I think you have to go and see them perform live if you want to get your hands on. I'm sure you can send them an email though, and you'll be able to get your hands on a copy of their album after the interview, which they do with me. It was a gloriously sunny day, so they went to a local river and just decided to have a little swim about, which I think is fair enough really. This track, I can't believe it, is produced by a 15-year-old. A 15-year-old made this. It hit the front page of Reddit over the last week, and it's gorgeous for the summer months. This is Petit Biscuit and Sunset Lover. Joking when I said it was produced by a 15-year-old. It's by a guy called Petit Biscuit, or Petit Biscuit, if you want to be a bit more common, and that's called Sunset Lover, and it's a gorgeous record. It's just one that just kind of melts, doesn't it? You melt yourself into it, and you can imagine yourself relaxing into a nice deep bath when you listen to that one.
Hello? This is the greatest moment of my life.
Jack Miles here on The Music Bit. Thank you so much for downloading this week's show. I've got to tell you about this lady. I saw her performing at a concert in January, December sort of time at Low Recordings in London. And it was one of those ones where they get loads of people from the record label to perform, and they do it in some of their studio space. And she was amazing because everyone was sort of standing around chatting, drinking a few beers, and no one really noticed her coming up to the microphone. Then she suddenly started playing and singing, and the whole room just fell silent. They were so taken by her voice. And now she has produced a couple of records, and she's put them out there. videos premiered on NME, and it's really kind of picked up for her. So I want to play you a couple of tracks by Lilith I, who is our Record of the Week musician for this week. And earlier on, I had a quick chat with her over the phone to find out a bit more about how she produces records, a bit more about herself, and a story about how she went to America with just 70 quid in her back pocket.
We're really happy that there's been, like, pretty good reception for it and stuff. People seem to be quite into it and receptive to it, because you never know what people are going to think when you put your tracks, when they hear your tracks, you know?
It's interesting, though, because when I saw you performing at Atla Recordings, it must have been, I think, Christmas time or January sort of time.
Yeah, it was January.
And as soon as you stood up and it was all, you know, people sort of talking away and chatting, you stood up and started playing and singing, and the whole room just fell quiet. Your voice just captured everyone's attention. It was amazing.
Thank you. I had, like, a really good... That was a really lovely night, and it was, like, it's kind of weird because I literally had, like, met up with the guy who, like, does that little label. His name is Gavin, and I'd met him, like, that week, and he was like, yeah, I want to put it out. And he just, like, quite a few people had said to me they wanted to put out the song, and they all just sounded like total dicks. And I literally, like, just, like, mad arseholes. Like, just, do you know what I mean? And it's, like, really weird. You think they'd be, like, so nice because they, like, want to put your stuff out. But most of the people, they're just really just don't. But, like, I just felt like Gavin had, like, a cool vibe.
Yeah, what made Gavin trustworthy?
I don't know. He just seemed like he didn't, like, hype too much. You know, I feel like sometimes people, they do too much hype.
What I like about them is you haven't tried to overcomplicate them. It's still got the essential kind of ingredients of your guitar and your voice. There's not too much production in there. So how much control did you have over it, over the sound of the records?
Like, total control. Other people were like, well, you need to do this and you need to do that, and what would be good if there was this or that? And I'm just like, yeah, no.
Yeah, just do it your way. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, like, I was like, yeah, I'll put the records out. Good.
Tell me a little bit about then how your life has influenced the music. Because I didn't realise, but there's a whole story up on the Low Recordings website of you going to America with just 70 quid or something like that. What's that tale?
Yeah, I went to America and I had 70 quid. Basically, it was pretty cool. I went there to, like, this will sound mental, but, like...
It does, yeah.
I met this guy on the internet, like a boy on the internet, not in a romantic way, and, like, a music way, and he was like, I want to be in a band with you, and I was like, I want to be in a band with you, and then we just seemed to really get along with, like, we just had a vibe, and I really wanted to go there, and I just thought... And I hated England, and I hate England because I love England, but I just hated life, and I just wanted freedom and to make my own decisions. I hated school, and I wanted to be free. So
you're right; it does sound mental.
It's mental, yeah. It's a little bit mental, but, like, I'm, you know, I probably wouldn't do that now because I'm more happier with where I am, but at the time I just wanted to experience life, and
that's cool.
I did go and experience life. Hey, I'm Lilify, and this is my single, Hang Tough.
Oh, Daddy, what have you done to that pretty girl's heart? Then you turn your back on, little lady, how you gonna? Your belly's getting bigger, and you've got childish dreams still, and the world keeps spinning, every end is a beginning. Hang tough, hang tough, little mama swallows each drop, every time she bottle, a baby's crying never stops. Oh, mama, get down off those heels, 'cause your kitchen shelves are empty, and your boy is hungry still, and the world keeps spinning, every end is a beginning. Hey,
It twists like a knife. Now that little boy is a man, and he calls me his lady wife. Oh, Sonny, answers to no one. He keeps his finger on the trigger, tastes the cocaine with his tongue. And the world keeps spinning, every end is a beginning. Hanged her, hanged her. Whoa, oh, 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 yeah. Whoa, oh, 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 yeah. Oh, Sonny said he don't belong. There are tears on my pillow because my man is gone. Please help me say this ain't real, 'cause my belly's getting bigger and I've got childish things still. And the world keeps spinning, every end is a beginning. Hanged her, hanged her.
Lilith I and Hang Tough. Do you ever open up your iPhone, open up the Safari app, and it's got loads of those tabs that you've had open before on your phone? Worrying things which you find, it can either be really good because you remembers everything, although it can be quite dangerous if you're doing that on public transport. Anyway, I've just opened up mine, and the first tab has popped up saying, how to react to an ugly baby. I have no idea why I've got this open on my phone, but before, this is some advice on how to react if you're visiting relatives that you know have got a particularly ugly baby. Before visiting anyone with a new baby, prepare yourself for the worst. What mums find adorable can often find distasteful and even horrifying. Jesus Christ. I don't know anyone that's got a new baby, but if they are ugly, I will be completely prepared for it. Still a couple more tracks for you then. This is Natalie Felicia and Used to Be on the Music Bit.
So hard to believe, and I could always sleep on stones. I always got back up all night. The changing winds that used to blow, and the light that used to shine. Thank you.
Natalie Felicia. She is a 20-year-old from Stockholm in Sweden. Some fun facts about her. She is currently talking to some record labels about producing a few more material. That's her debut track. You can download that now, but she's going to hopefully release some more material coming up in the summer. And also, she works in a cafe and also a clothing store in Stockholm. I did say it's a fun fact. I don't suppose it is, really.
New music.
The Music Bit.
New Music Podcast.
Time for the musical chain game. This is the part which we always look forward to. You've got to look forward to this on the show. So the way it works is that we spoke to an artist way back when, got them to recommend another emerging artist, and got them to recommend another emerging artist. And we're trying to create this chain of different people that we can talk to and discover new music on the show. So last week we had Ryan from a group called Mists. Well, he performs under the name of Mists. And he said we should get in touch with a guy from Intensity because he thinks he's massively underrated. He's creating some really stunning music, and we should definitely have him on the show. And so that's exactly what we did. So please meet Alec from Intensity.
When you're home alone and no one else is around, what do you get up to?
I listen to music constantly, all day, all night. That's my favorite thing to do, and it kind of gets in the way of schoolwork and stuff. But, you know, run through my SoundCloud stream, and I'll try and find new artists I can get into. I just like to look for people who have soul in their music. If you want guilty pleasure songs, I like Katy Perry. Katy Perry is very talented. What would be the perfect setting to enjoy your music to? Never really thought about that. Well, I'm a Floridian, so I like to listen to music on the beach, on the water, you know, some sort of tropical environment. I guess that'd be my answer. How expressive is your music? Is my music? My music is me. It's just an extension of me, so I guess it's very expressive. I'm always giving like 100% of everything I know and I'm capable of, and putting that effort onto music, into making music. So every time I go to make music, it's always a culmination of past experiences, along with the emotion I carry into it when I start, you know, making the track. What's your favorite treat food? Ramen. I even have a song named after it, after ramen. I eat that shit all the time. I mean, I'm a college student, and I have a very limited budget on what I can eat, but ramen is always plentiful. What's the randomest situation you found yourself in? Oh, that's just a tough question. There's been a bunch of those. But I'm gonna say this, no one's ever wanted to interview me before, so this message in itself is kind of random for me. In each of your tracks, you experiment with different sounds. Dust Dawn features a crow and a cowbell. How do you know what to place and where? Well, it's not like I know what to place and where to place it. It's mostly playing around with some sort of sound. I might have heard something outside that I thought to myself, hey, that could sound pretty cool on a track. And I'll go and place it on the track and play around with effects. But I mean, I still have to Google a lot of the samples because I do not have a mic. So when I do hear something outside that I want to play around with, I have to come back and try and replicate it by using some other sort of sound. It never comes out the way I want it to. But later on this year, I'm going to pick up a proper mic, so I can start recording some actual samples, mostly percussion samples. I'm excited to do that. I'm not really musically, I don't have a musical background, but I love the crap out of music. So, I mean, I'm gonna go on a hiatus for a bit and actually learn, you know, the actual basics of music. I know a bit right now, enough to get by, but I want to be able to actually express what I want to express, rather than settle for something less than what I want.
I mean, I don't know how he can kind of... I mean, I don't know how he can say that he hasn't been musically trained when he produces records that are just these wonderful chilled out beats. Fair enough. I mean, once he does get the training, he's probably going to be quite a scary force to be reckoned with. Anyone know what ramen is? I have no idea, but he seems to be quite fond of it. Is it like pasta? Is that the American for pasta? You know how they call crisps chips and chips fries? Is ramen the American for pasta? I've no idea. Anyway, let's have a track from Intensity. This is Dusk/Dawn, and it's got some lovely crow sound effects to start. Musical Chain Game track then, that is Intensity and Dusk Till Dawn. So one more record left to play for you. I'm currently in the middle of cooking a goose. There's a running theme in the show where I'm constantly cooking things on the programme, but I cook this massive food envy. Last week I did ribs and they were phenomenal, honestly. I cooked them in Coca-Cola, which seemed completely wrong. I definitely shouldn't have done that, but they work so well. They were sweet, they were sticky. Mwah. Oh, they are incredible. I love it when you, just food... Oh man, food is the best thing. I kind of get annoyed though where you go onto Facebook and Instagram and it's just constantly pictures of food that people have made. You know what I mean? Kind of gets a bit irritating. You get that real bad food envy. Anyway, at the moment, I'm currently in the middle of doing a goose, roast potatoes, all the trimmings. It's going to be beautiful. This song is just absolutely gorgeous and I guarantee you are going to love it. This is The Half Earth and Borders.
Borders with these steps. I'm tired now you've left. I'll be superior if the goal of the machine was opened up to me.
That voice, that falsetto voice. I said in the write-up, which I do on the website, themusicbit.co.uk, that he sounds a little bit like Alec Jones and "We're Walking in the Air." And then as that song finished, it played onto the next one on SoundCloud. And I found out he's done his own version of Walking in the Air. So that just kind of says how high his voice can go. It's probably a bit hippier than Alec Jones's. Thank you so much for downloading this week's show. This is episode number 46 of The Music Bit. We are slowly getting our way closer to being 52 shows in, which means we would have done this for an entire year, which is amazing. My name is Jack Miles. If you want to hear any of the tracks that we have played on the show, then please do just go onto themusicbit.co.uk, click on podcasts, and you'll find all the records that we play on the show. And recommend me some artists. We're at The Music Bit on Twitter. Just type in The Music Bit into Facebook and you'll find us there as well. And yeah, we're back next week with another fine selection of new music, doing a Live at Leeds special next week. And throughout the whole month of May, we're going to be looking at different festivals with a bit of a niche. More on that coming up. Thank you so much for downloading. Bye.
The Music Bit.
Where's me goose? Need to go and check me goose. Oh, just need to fell over.